Hello, and welcome to Revolutionize Your Love Life. Do you want to know more about love relationships, what makes them work, how to create the one of your best dreams? Do you want to be in a really healthy, juicy love relationship? In these podcasts, we will give ideas and practical advice to light your way. Whether you're looking for a love partner, already in a relationship you wish could be better, or leaving one that has run its course, there will be something to inspire, empower, and support you. Revolutionize Your Love Life is a fortnightly podcast where you will access the knowledge and wisdom of love experts and relationship coaches from across the world to help you find true fulfillment in love. I am your host, Heather Garbutt. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. I'm here today with the lovely Alyssa Dineen. She's going to talk about how to separate, how she separated from her narcissistic husband and found a wonderful new life. She's a published author and the founder of Style My Profile, which is a transformative service created to help online daters to feel more confident and empowered as they navigate the modern dating world. With over 25 years of experience as a fashion editor, stylist and art director, Alyssa established herself as a seasoned leader in the New York fashion world. In the past decade, she's emerged as a pioneering figure in the online dating space, and I can personally vouch for that. Her work is beautiful. Her innovative approach combines her expertise in styling with her insights into dating, guiding clients from personal presentation to effective communication with potential partners. As an acclaimed dating expert, she's been featured in the New York Times, Today Show, Goop, and Opera Daily. And she's also author of The Art of Online Dating, published by HarperCollins in 2021, which offers really valuable strategies for success in online dating, so much needed these days. Thank you, Alyssa, for coming to be with me.
Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. So first of all, can you tell me about what it was like being in your relationship with a narcissistic husband? How did you know it was wrong? How did you feel?
Well, I didn't really identify all of the things until after I left, but while I was still there, I started to feel more and more a sense of dread when I would be on my way home from work or wherever I was coming from, just feeling like I didn't even want to go into my own home. And just feeling like things were escalating between us because the more I stood up for myself, the more things went really badly. And so it was starting to get kind of scary, and I didn't feel safe in my own home. And there was many warning signs, but that was a big one where I just started to feel unsafe and worried when we did fight that it would turn into something else. And he did start to get, more physically aggressive, not outright anything outright, but more like throwing things and threatening to hit me and, slamming a door in my face or, chasing me through the house kind of thing. And it was scary. And it was something that I wasn't sharing with anyone. And I finally started sharing it with a couple of people in my life. And I was lucky that they both said, that's, you have to get out of there. I really didn't share it with people until it was pretty bad. So that's something that I regret. I wish I had shared it with people sooner because I probably would have left sooner. But anyway, it happened when it needed to happen. And so then I moved out. Yeah.
I'm thinking about when on reflection, what you see happened incrementally, because it sounds like things escalated. What do you see when you look back?
I see, well, now I see things so much clearer and realize that there was nothing I could have done that would have been right. You know, I would kind of go through these moments of, well, maybe if I tried this, and maybe if I behaved this way, maybe this wouldn't upset him. Maybe this wouldn't upset him. If I worked more, it would, you know, help bring in more money. Oh no, now you're working too much and you're not home enough. And then I scaled that back. And it was like, it didn't matter what I did. It wasn't good enough. It wasn't the right way. It wasn't, you know, it was all those things that were negative. So I, you know, I really feel like I was in a position where I didn't know who I was trying to please him so much. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I was doing. I really didn't. I feel like I was looking back. I feel like I really was. I mean, people use this term, but it's true. I feel like I was a shell of a person.
Yes. So you were living around him. You'd lost you. You were endlessly double bound. You could never get it right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, when we were chatting before, you were talking about the sense of winning and losing.
In regards to what?
And when we were chatting before, you were talking about feeling like you could never win, that
yeah, there
your
really,
viewpoint wasn't
there really
taken.
Was no, there was no way to win. There really wasn't. There was no winning an argument. There was no, and I mean, in relationships, I know there's no winner or loser, but it really, truly, it didn't matter what I said or did. It just wasn't right. And now looking back, it's because that's narcissistic behaviors. You're never good enough. So it really did feel like, and I actually found myself, I was just thinking about this morning. I found myself lying to him about minor things because I was afraid of his reaction. You know, something as simple as, you know, did you call the doctor to set up an appointment for our daughter? And I would say, even if I had forgotten, I would say, oh yeah, I called and they're going to call me back. And I found myself lying about really inane things. I mean, that's that seems so basic to just be able to say, oh shoot, I forgot, and I'll do it tomorrow. But it's really, you really become afraid of the escalation, you know? I mean, because that something so small can turn into something so big, in because they blow things out of proportion, and it comes down to you're wrong and I'm right, and you're, you know, in my case, it was belittling me and making me feel like I was less than, and how could you forget? And, you know, this happens all the time, like that kind of thing. So,
yeah. And that's a really strong thing in my experience, that you feel that shell of a person and feel so much less competent and confident in yourself. Your self-esteem goes into your boots. So you've done really well to get out of that, starting from that position. What
yeah,
did you
absolutely.
do?
Yeah, I mean, my self-esteem was so low. And you know, when I tell people that now, they're not that I'm so confident, but I'm, you know, definitely I have a business and I'm, you know, out there. And I think it's strange for people to hear that, you know, and I had no self-confidence. I didn't believe in myself. I didn't think I started to believe him, that I couldn't do anything, that I was an idiot, that I wasn't good enough. I wasn't, you know, whatever it was, honestly. So yeah, it really, it became, it over, it was, I was overcome with a feeling of just dread, really. I mean, I felt like there was times when I really felt like I was worthless. And yeah, what was the point?
So how did you get out?
Yeah, so thanks to those two people who I started talking to, one was my mother actually, and another was a friend. I took some steps to, you know, as again, as the fights were escalating, so we were fighting a lot more frequently. And we, you know, divorce came up a lot, you know, towards the end. We would say we were going to separate for a while, and then we would make up, which was basically just me, you know, yesing him and just to smooth things over. And Yeah, and we finally got to a point where we were both just like, this isn't working. And he also, you know, at the in the that conversation, he also wanted to separate. And I started just immediately taking the steps I needed to take to get to that to a point where I could leave, looking for an apartment, pricing things out, figuring out where I would live, you know, kind of just trying to figure out what how I could do this. And we were still living together, obviously. So the last couple of months I was there, we were actually separated, but still living together, which was really difficult. And there were times when I, you know, once I made up my mind to leave, I was determined to make it happen. But there were definitely times that I, you know, doubted myself. But I finally was able to move out, and I had a lot of friends helping me through that stage. And yeah, and I moved into my own apartment, and my kids started going back and forth. He stayed in the marital home just for a few more months and then also moved out.
And was he cooperative with all of this?
No, not at all. And there was a moment where he really tried to convince me not to leave, and I really had made up my mind. And I, looking back, I'm surprised I was able to, you know, be that strong, honestly, and stand up to him, because that was a new thing for me. So then when I finally, the day that I moved out, he just kind of disappeared for a couple of days. I can't even remember where he went, but no, he was definitely not supportive in any way. I really did truly do it on my own.
What I'm loving is that you're far enough past the trauma that some of the details disappeared.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is lovely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what help did you get? You had help from your mom and friends. Was there any other help that you needed to actually get out?
I had recently started seeing a therapist, and I think really recently, right before I left him, and she was really instrumental in the whole process. And I think I mentioned to you before when we were talking, I did not know I was married to a narcissist. I had heard that word, of course, but I had no idea that that was the situation I was in. I just knew that it was becoming volatile and frankly unsafe. And so if I had known that, I feel like now it's just, it's what I have to say is that it's just so great that all that information is out there, because I feel like if I had known it could have changed things for me in, you know, to begin with. But we slowly identified his behaviors, and she was able to, you know, say, okay, it's, I'm like 99%, obviously I'm not diagnosing him in person, but it sounds like he has narcissistic personality disorder. And once I had a label for it, it was a lot easier to deal with his behaviors and his manipulation, and realizing that he wasn't doing it to be cruel. I mean, even though it definitely felt that way, it was really just because of his mental state and his personality disorder. So it was my therapist, and then I had a very small but strong network of people that were there to help me. Few friends, and yeah, I felt very lucky that I had a strong support system.
That's brilliant. So he hadn't managed to cut you off from the sources of support who were in your life.
He didn't, and actually, I know that's pretty common. He tried though, but yeah, for some reason, I think because I did work outside the home, so often I would meet up with friends after work or something like that. So I did keep my friendships pretty strong, despite him trying to intervene with that.
Yeah, good for you. Good for you. Oh, yeah. So what happened next? You know, what was divorce like?
Well, divorce really was kind of a living hell with a narcissist, and anyone who's been through this can understand what I mean. And I, on one hand, I was so happy and relieved, and it was like a weight had been lifted off of me to be on my own. I was so, even the littlest things, like deciding what I was gonna, you know, make for dinner that night, just the smallest things were so empowering. And I, you know, I got a new job, I was working all the time, I was busy, I was meeting new people at my job and, seeing my friends more. And of course, my daughters were with me half time. But then there was simultaneously all the, kind of torture that he was putting me through on the side, was really, really difficult and challenging. And it really was torture. I mean, it was like he would sometimes send me like 50 texts in a day, threatening something or something, or, trying to make me feel like I didn't know what I was doing, or, just there was all these ways that he knew exactly how to get under my skin and make me feel uneasy. So that was, it was really, there was about a year and a half of, it really was torturous. And there were moments where I thought about getting a restraining order. I never did, because I was worried that he would tell my kids and that would be really hard for them. But in hindsight, I probably should have. He really was harassing me nonstop.
It's really hard, really, really hard. So how did you manage to keep your kids safe in this? Because that's huge.
Yeah, it is. That is a true challenge. And this was 10 years ago, so there were less resources around. I feel like now there's just so much information about, how to divorce a narcissist, leave a narcissist when you have children, and, kind of handle all of that. I really was getting a lot of guidance from my therapist, for sure. But it was really hard because obviously I didn't want them to, be affected by it, but they were. And also the kids were seeing a therapist at the time that we had gotten for them. Even before we had divorced, they were seeing this therapist. And then when we got divorced, we were having them see her more frequently. And she really did not understand narcissism and narcissistic personality disorder and the behaviors, because I kept asking her to kind of, help with me with the kids and like just talk to them about what was going on. And she really was resistant and really kind of discounted what I was saying and my feelings around it. And I think she really didn't recognize the signals and the signs. That's also important, is to have a really good therapist. And it took me a while to finally be able to let her go and find someone new. That was a lot of fighting with my ex, because she was allowing him to behave the way he was, really. And so he didn't want them to stop seeing her. And so that was really challenging too, because there are moments when she would say things like, well, you're not my client. You need to talk to your own therapist about this. And I would say to her, I don't understand. We're a family and this is affecting all of us. And so it was really, that was very tough.
Yes, there are a lot more resources now, fortunately.
Yeah.
In collaborative divorce, if you can do that. And they actually have therapists on the team for the children who've really got a grasp of all this stuff. I'm sorry that you had to go through that, because you were being invalidated by the therapist who should have been helping you, the children, and I'm so glad that the one you saw for yourself really saw things for what they were and could support you.
Yeah, yes, I feel very lucky, yeah.
So where are you in your life now? Tell us all about you.
Well, I started dating pretty much right away, because I was really ready to meet new people, honestly. I wasn't ready to jump into a relationship or anything, but I was ready to meet new people and date, really, frankly. So I got out there and I online dated and kind of didn't know what I was doing at first and figured it out. And once I, kind of figured it out, I really did learn more about myself through dating and telling and retelling my story and figuring out who I was and who I wanted to show to the world, because I'd lost all sense of self. I really did. And again, I think it's hard to believe talking to me now, but I was such a different person 10 years ago. It took a lot of work to figure out who I was again, but dating really helped me with that, which I know sounds strange, but I think just meeting all these new people and having to, you know, describe yourself and your story and who you want to show to the world. And that was really helpful for me. And I eventually met my now long-term partner. We've been together for 8 years and it's actually a healthy relationship, which was really a new thing for me. I'm shocked to this day, because if, you know, I that was one thing that I always, you know, heard in the back of my mind, even though I really wanted to meet a partner again, there was something in the back of my mind that said, you know, what if you end up in a similar relationship, or, you know, that's what you end up being attracted to. There was that kind of nagging feeling. And there were a few times when I think I dated people who were, you know, had narcissistic tendencies, but I was able to recognize them and cut it off a lot sooner, obviously. So now I'm in a very healthy relationship, and even just relearning how to argue with someone constructively. And that was huge for me. Like, wait, this doesn't turn into a massive fight where you stonewall me for 3 days? Like, that, what? that's so foreign to me. We would actually have arguments and talk it out and then forgive each other. And it was like, and that was it. So that was a really new world for me. I look back and I'm so grateful that I, you know, was able to meet someone and he's like my best friend. I feel really lucky.
That's really beautiful. And if you would you just tell us a little bit about the business you've developed from all of your experiences?
Yeah. So when I met my partner and we were each telling our experiences with online dating as divorced people and never having done it before and how hard it is to kind of navigate that world. And also just that there's so many people with profiles that could really use some help, to put it mildly. So we talked a lot about that. And coming from a styling background, my partner was, you know, he said, you should, you know, try to style people for their profiles. And at least, you know, if they have some good photos and they, you know, feel confident, that would make a big difference. And so that's how it started, really, was to help people kind of revamp their look after divorce, feel more confident, choose some good photos of them, know what to write. And then of course, with dating, that it's more than just that. So I realized pretty quickly, you know, you kind of need to coach throughout the whole process. So, because you can have an amazing profile and not know what you're doing. So really holding people's hand through the process and making them feel supported. And it is a new world. So it is something that you need to navigate. And how I look at it is I'm helping people through the part that I wish that I had known about when I started. You know, it's kind of took me a good like 6 months to really figure it out. I kind of help people to skip all that and just jump right in and really be able to just get out there, know that you have a really good, strong profile and, you know, and that you're able to attract the right people that you want. And then coaching them around with mindset and around dating.
That's an absolutely beautiful gift to give to the world.
Thank you. Yeah, I really enjoy it. I do.
So tell me how people can connect with you, because I think you're going to have a queue around the block.
They can go to my website, which is stylemyprofilenyc.com. And that has a way to book a free consult call with me. You can look at all of our services and offerings. And also it has our social media accounts that you can link to.
Yeah. And again, you can see your styling run through it. It's a beautifully easy website to use. And looks amazing.
Thank you. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank you very much, Alyssa.
Thank you so much. I was happy to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life. I'd like to know what has been your biggest takeaway from this conversation. Do take a minute and share this with us and visit us on our Facebook page. You can connect with me personally on my email at heather@heathergarbutt.com. If you can think of someone who will benefit from listening to this podcast, please do share it with them. If you have any feedback on how I can improve it, please do reach out to me, as I'm always keen to learn more. Thank you so much again for listening, and we'll meet again on the next episode of Revolutionize Your Love Life.